Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Funter Bay will not be included in Juneau's annexation petition to the local boundary commission, but other areas of Admiralty Island will be included. That's following a series of contentious votes at yesterday's assembly meeting. Assemblymember Rob Edwardson forced a revote. He criticized the assembly majority for not making a strong enough case for why the city and borough of Juneau should expand, especially on Admiralty Island.
We're supposed to have a handshake with the areas that we're annexing. There's supposed to be something in it for them. There's supposed to be something in it for us. I don't think that we've articulated that there's anything in it for the areas that we're annexing.
The assembly reconsidered three of the four tracts in the petition, but only an amendment to exclude Funter Bay and its watershed broke the six-vote supermajority threshold required to overturn last month's vote. The annexation petition will have to be approved by the local boundary commission, which will hold its own set of hearings. A decision is at least a year away. Vessels anchoring outside of Juneau's harbors but within city waters will soon need a permit if they remain there for more than 24 hours. The assembly approved the regulations crafted by the Docks and Harbors Board. Most of the affected waters are 200 yards from the breakwater barriers of Juneau's three harbors. Port Director Carl Yucatel says the goal is to prevent boats from becoming a public nuisance or liability.
We're trying to be reasonable and understand that there are transient boaters that want to come through and use our tidelands, and that's exactly what we want to provide that resource. We do not want to be wet storage for vessels that are evicted out of the harbors and have a place for safe anchorage.
Now, regulations will go into effect early next month. And acreage along Juneau's downtown waterfront will not be converted into a parking lot for state workers after all. That's following a state agency canceling a tentative deal to lease a parcel owned by the Alaska Mental Health Trust and convert it into 102 parking spaces. The city and borough of Juneau criticized the arrangement. The city has been pressing the trust to sell the 2.8-acre property to developers seeking to build a marina and marine science attraction called the Alaska Ocean Center that would connect to the city's Seawalk. The developers have complained they offered more than $3 million for the land above its assessed value, but the Trust Land Office has not responded for more than a year. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for cloudy skies and a chance of rain and snow for today, but very little accumulation of snow expected. High today, about 35 degrees. Low tonight, about 25 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.